This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we were looking at what it means when Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:19, "I make myself a slave to everyone." My concluding point was that we as Christians are to impact those in our sphere of influence by doing good. But how do you determine what is good? The only way I know is to study the Bible to discover what it says is good. It is good to obey God's commands because when we do, we are blessed and those around us will be touched by that blessing as well. The same is true if we heed the warnings and prohibitions explained and described in the Bible. When we share what God says in His Word, it will accomplish what God intended in prompting you to share it. Isaiah 55:10 through 11 says, "As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." Prayer likewise opens the door of heaven so that God can shower down His blessings upon us. And when He does, those around us will be touched by the overflow. As you pray, be watchful. Don't just watch for the answer you ask for. Watch to see what doors God opens over and above what you ask for. Watching for opportunities to do good when God opens doors is exciting. It's also the way God can guide those who have a need to someone who can help them. Be a part of God's answer to your prayers. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.